this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room, Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Monday, 18 March, year of our Lord, 2024. We are packed in the 6 o'clock hour. I want to thank everybody for hanging around. We've got Mike Howell at Heritage. We got the Todd Benzman from Center for Immigration Studies. Sam Faddis about the Tyson boycott. Of course, Brian Costello is going to join us on TikTok. And I've got Sheila Matthews. She's giving testimony tomorrow in this accountability bill in Tennessee. So we're going to get it all in today. I want to start with Mike Howell. Mike, you were the very first people to come. You did this analysis on the NGOs of the cell phone data, of how the NGOs, these non-government operations with the UN, Catholic charities, source-backed groups, were becoming not just augmenting the invasion of our country, but exacerbating it. This week, we're having a huge fight. I know Heritage is on our side. We got CRA on our side to try to say, hey, if you don't shut the border down, you got to shut the government down. We got another bite at the apple, even against long odds, because we got these feckless Republicans this week. Can you give us an update? People look to you for guidance on these NGOs. How bad has it gotten any better since we had the Republican Congress in? Have they cracked down on these NGOs at all, sir?
No, absolutely not. So the thing that these dark money leftist groups want are money. They get it from taxpayers by and large. It's well over a $1 billion industry. The one silver lining was last year in May, the House passed a border bill, H.R. 2, that completely defunded the operation. But what has happened since then is a series of continuing resolutions that keeps the money spigot on. And what we're looking at with this week coming up and the appropriations fight is whether to take tons of more money, I'm talking in the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, to divert to these dark money groups to facilitate the invasion of the United States. Think for a second what would happen without these facilitators. The illegal aliens would pretty much be stuck at the border. They wouldn't have plane tickets. They wouldn't have places to go to facilitate onward journey into your communities throughout the United States. That's why it is so critical to the left that they can basically divert this money to process and facilitate the invasion. And that's essentially what this vote to fund DHS will be about. Are you on the side of the invaders, or are you on the side of the United States of America?
Mike, here's what someone is saying about it. When you just talked about the continuing resolutions, tell our audience, correct me if I'm wrong, we are still working off of and funding Nancy Pelosi's budget. They just let it roll into this year. And what we're talking about, if they pass all this, is Nancy Pelosi's budget with all the woke and weaponized plus $30 billion. Is that not reason enough to fight this fiasco that's going through DHS, is up for approval on the appropriation side later this week?
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is, alongside the existential question of whether this country is worth defending in midst of an invasion. And I think that's what people on the House side are particularly going to have to answer for. How can you in good conscience vote to proceed on a package where you know, because it's already happened and it's what they are telling you they will do, that the money will directly go towards not securing the border, but facilitating the onward travel? They will be funding more and more Lake and Riley situations. That's what this boils down to. Is this country worth defending? And I think there is no hiding right now at this point. If you're on Capitol Hill, either you're on the side of the United States of America or on the side of an invasion of historic portions.
Mike, the Heritage Oversight Project, you've made this kind of the centerpiece of what you guys are fighting for this country. Where do people go to get all the details, because we're revving up? We got Grace is going to join us tomorrow and Bill Blaster to get everybody all revved up to get on top of this. But where do they go to get more information about what you guys are working on so they can have more details when they call their congressman?
Yeah, follow us on X at Oversight in the letters PR. There you will find a map of the invasion that we developed by tracking the cell phones of illegal aliens through these dark money groups. And stay tuned, because later this week, we are going to show you how this impacts election integrity in, I think, a very shocking way.
Wow. We look forward to having you back on when you break that. Mike Howell over at the Heritage Oversight Project. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
Those guys are hammers over there. Well worth going over to it. And he says he's going to connect dots to election integrity. I know that's going to be shocking. So we'll have Mike back on then. So we're all getting set for this to make sure that we have a showdown on the DHS appropriations. Also, they're going to do side pockets on Ukraine, but the DHS appropriations come up. Todd, walk us through the biggest issues, because now all of a sudden people are the reality setting in of what is actually in this DHS package. It shocked people. There's two sides of this. The progressives and the rhinos in the establishment want business as usual. Others are saying we got to take out the woke and weaponize. A lot of this goes to all the original reporting you've been doing over the last couple of years on the parole program, of all these programs that have tried to obfuscate and hide this invasion. Give us your perspective of what's going to happen towards the end of this week. Okay, Todd, don't go boomer on me. You've muted on your end. Can you unmute?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry. So on the
you get the Frank Gaffney Award today. Gaffney did the same thing on the morning show. You boomers, I got to teach you how to use the technology. So let's go back. This huge battle we're going to have this week. Tell us how tough is this going to be?
Right. I mean, your prior guest, I think, said it right. We can expect any funding to benefit the NGO industrial complex. That's what it's all about, keeping that money going. The day that the illegal immigration stops is the day the money spigot ends. They don't want that money spigot to end. They're going to make sure that it doesn't. I don't foresee anything significant happening here that would slow the 7,000 a day that are coming through the border now. And I do think that they're going to try to get money and aid to the big cities so that they shut up about all the illegals that are entering into their communities right now.
I want to go back to something. Don't bury the lead here. You're saying with all the hoopla that's gone on, it's still 7,000 a day that are coming through, and that's getting processed in. Then you got the gotaways, but the 7,000 a day still coming in. So from the time this became a huge deal, I realized it was 15 or 20,000 a day. Biden really hasn't taken any action at all. You're still getting 7,000 a day?
Right. The main thing, I mean, in December, everybody remembers there were, 12, 13, and 14,000 a day coming through. Then we saw Biden himself go down and meet with the Mexican president, and Blinken went down after that, and Mayorkas went down. And then all of a sudden, the Mexicans deployed 30,000 army troops all over the north and started hauling everybody that they could find back down to 1,500 miles south. So those operations did slow the flow a little bit for the political optics, not because it was the right thing to do, but because the polling is showing that Americans absolutely hate this thing. But still, 6,000, 7,000 every single day coming through. Mayorkas at one point recently just said, that above 85% of all of them are being allowed into the country. I personally think it's closer to 100% are entering the country. So all 7,000 of those are probably entering. And that doesn't include CBP One, all these parole programs, they're flying them in, and they're also letting them in over the land ports. And there are huge numbers of gotaways right now, I'm being told. A big spike in gotaways crossing the border. It's just out of control, like always.
I want to make sure people know this, because some people in the chat room get on me and say, Steve, well, Johnson, they buy Johnson's, he only controls 1/8 of 1/9 of 1/50 of the government. But they're saying he's just Speaker of the House. It's the president have the tools. It is your understanding that the president has virtually every tool he needs and the executive power to shut this thing down. Am I correct in that? If he wanted to, if he had the political will to do it, he could do that.
I mean, you left one thing out, that it would take about an hour. So, yeah.
It wouldn't take a day. It would take an hour.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is easy to shut off. All you have to do is start remain in Mexico again, and it's over. And then also just start doing deportations from the interior and invoke Section 212F, which they say the Supreme Court doesn't allow to be used, but it does. So with those few things, you can turn this thing around right away. Remember, the immigrants down there, the aliens that are crossing, and also the CBP-1 programs have to be shut down. Those could be turned off on a dime, a phone call, and those are over. So the hour is actually maybe an overstatement on the time estimate, but all of this could be shut down right away. But illegal aliens, they've got their antennae up nonstop looking for any just even remote possibility that they'll be deported, that they won't be allowed in. And so they will catch on to that immediately. They're looking for it constantly, live time, right through the live wire intelligence network. That is every cell phone. And every immigrant that I've ever met had one above the age of 10. So that's all it would take. And they would just, the word would flash, and the mob would stay down there or not come at all.
And it is also your contention, since they have all the tools, this is a conscious decision of the Biden regime not to shut this thing down, and in fact to work with the NGOs and others, that you can see from the budget in Mayorkas, to exacerbate this situation, correct?
Yes, this is purposeful, intentional. I've said this over and over again. It's not incompetence, and it's not a broken border, and it's definitely not anything like climate change or some new hurricane that hit all of a sudden on Inauguration Day 2021. This is policy, and it's policy that was turned off on that day, inauguration noon plus 1 hour. They turned it on, and that is when it started, tens of thousands pouring across. So on the day that somebody decides to end this, maybe Inauguration Day 2025, somebody would just simply click the switch the other way, and that would be it.
Well,
but do it okay. Now.
But I want to hang on. This is my point. I want to do this now. Now, you also do you agree? Daily Mail reported, you were in the story, that the Biden regime actually agrees with the number of 9 million have come through and have been processed through on their watch, 9 million. We say it's higher. I know you say it's higher, but they've admitted to at least a minimum of 9 million, have they not?
Well, they definitely admit to millions and millions coming in and that they're in. I didn't hear the 9 million figure, but they definitely admit it now. They are not obfuscating like they have for 3 years, not admitting anything at all and saying actually that the border is under control. Operational control. They've been saying that for 3 years, but it's just obvious now because every American city is just flowing with illegal immigrants that came in over the border with their hands out. It's just the pipeline overflowed and then burst finally, and it's just too obvious. You can't deny your way out of this anymore, and that's why you saw Biden actually go down there a week ago. Much to everybody's surprise, he didn't actually be seen. He wasn't seen anywhere near water or barbed wire or anything like that. He stayed indoors, but he went there. So that tells you they're worried about this. They know they can't deny it anymore. And maybe, campaign season will prevail and they'll see these polls and try to stop something, but not actually doing it. They're not actually doing anything to stop this.
As shown by the 7,000 a day plus the guyways, the DHS budget is still replete with full funding for the NGOs. That hasn't come out. Is that your belief also? The DHS budget they're fighting about this week, as least it currently stands, and this is why we're going to lead the fight on it. It's fully loaded, not with backup financially to these policies that he's turned off and made it easier to come across and to stay, but also to pay these NGOs taxpayer dollars to do it, sir. Am I correct in that?
Yes, that's absolutely happening. That is, I've reported ad nauseum about this. I've got lots of good reporting on that. But also, don't be fooled by, I think a lot of people get fooled by this proposal that they put forth about we're going to spend our money, billions of dollars, to hire new Border Patrol agents and federal officials to go down there and help secure the border. That's not what they're going to use them for. They are not going to, when we talk about badge and gun carrying federal officers at the border, normal people go, oh, well, that can't be bad. They're going to stop, block, and deter. That's what their jobs are. Under this administration, that those billions of proposed dollars for Border Patrol and CIS officers, et cetera, is going to be used to help facilitate the more rapid inward flow of people, of getting them in faster, sooner, more of them in the shortest amount of time. So they're actually, this is Orwellian use of terminology for spending proposals down there on that particular thing. It has to be opposed or delayed anyway, if it does get approved somehow, so that a next administration can actually use them for stopping, blocking, and deterring, not facilitating their import of people.
If we don't want to wait until President Trump takes office in January of next year, because it's almost a year, it's going to be another 2, 3, 4 million come across, is not now the time to say we're not going to fund this and force Biden to the negotiating table if he won't shut down the border, to basically say what Johnson, these guys have said, what they've all run on, is now not the time, this Friday, not the time to do it?
Right. That has to be stopped. That's the equivalent of putting more wheels and broadening the, the freight conveyor off the border with a lot of extra oil and grease and get kind of moving them faster and more off the border into the interior. That's what they have in mind for that particular proposal.
I want to go to also, it's all about optics for them. The cover of your book, Overrun, which is one of the most prescient books as it came out a year or so ago, you walk through the whole reason this is happening. And in fact, you read it, it sounds like you're ripping it from this morning's headlines. Is not the entire Haiti situation really driven by your cover of your book and that picture at the Del Rio Bridge and everything Biden's done to basically destroy democracy in Haiti and try to cover himself, and at the same time secretly fly in 138,000 Haitians deep into the United States, everywhere from JFK Airport in New York, the metropolitan area, to the tri-state area, to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and other places, is just to cover up, to hide and cover up for the American people what they're actually doing to exacerbate the invasion of this country?
Right. I mean, what you're seeing happening to Haiti now is a direct result of a decision that the administration made 2 years ago to break up that Del Rio migrant camp, the 15,000, 17,000 Haitians that formed under the bridge in Del Rio, Texas. In order to shut that down, the administration had to come up with a plan for Haiti to accept deportations, air deportations. So there were elections that were planned for 2 months later, and instead the administration okayed the seating of a dictator, Ariel Henry, and the scuttling, who scuttled those elections. And to this day, they didn't have those elections. And Ariel Henry never bothered. So everything just devolved rapidly over the last 2 years as a result of the scuttling of those elections. And that's on the Biden administration. I reported that at length in the book about how that happened. I quote the Biden administration's own envoy to Haiti. I just talked to him again on Saturday, and he reiterated it to me. Yes, this is a direct result of the decision of the Biden administration. It was predicted, it was predictable, and it happened. That's why we are where we are. And now with a flood of Haitian boat people trying to get to the Florida Keys, and we're having to do all these operations and everything. I mean, we just keep borrowing trouble when it comes to Haiti, and that one was definitely borrowed trouble.
Todd, where can people get, you're going to be a big part of this conversation this week, not just with Haiti, but with whole funding and the whole focus on a bunch of us to shut this thing, if they don't shut the border, to shut the government down. Where do people go in the interim to get your book, all your writings, your social media, all of it?
That's right. You can follow me at Benzman Todd on X. I've got an account at Getter and Truth Social. Follow me there. The book is available anywhere books are sold. Amazon, you know, go to your local bookstore. You can find it there. And it has that whole story in there about the Haitian migrant camp in Del Rio and how the Biden administration did this.
Todd, fantastic work. Look forward to having you back on.
Thank you.
Should make you sick. We're going to talk about someone that's going to make you sicker. Sam Faddis is with us. Sam, you sat through that. First off, your assessment of what this regime has done to our country in this invasion and how it ties to their corporate sponsors. We're going to get into Tyson's food in a second. But just give me your overall assessment, you having dedicated your life to the defense of this country. What say you?
I think Todd is, as usual, dead on, right? Look, the administration is not attempting to control the border and failing. This is not fecklessness, incompetence, although I'm sure that's present in large measure. The policy of this administration is that we do not have a border. So the border is a fiction. And beyond that, we pay either directly or via NGOs for the conveyor belt of camps that bring people across Central America. And then we pay for moving all of these people into the United States. So it is, in fact, the express policy of the State Department in their terms is something like to ensure safe and orderly migration. So Biden is not attempting to control the border. What you see is his policy, which is to flood the country with millions and millions and millions of illegal immigrants.
Given your previous professional life as a counterterrorism expert about people trying to do damage to this country, either overseas or most particularly get in the country and kill people and destroy organizations, institutions, material property, that how dangerous is what's happening right now?
I don't know how you would even put a number on that, Steve. I mean, we could get hit with anything, anytime, all day, every day. And keep in mind that, just using Al-Qaeda as an example, 9/11 was never intended by them to be the worst thing they could do. It was the beginning of the process, and they have continued and continue to this day to work biological weapons, chemical weapons, radiological weapons, nuclear weapons, either building them themselves or buying them or stealing them from the Pakistanis. And look, just to grab a hold of one piece of that, a modern American nuclear weapon, and by that we're talking technology that's already 30 or 40 years old, with 10 times the destructive power of Hiroshima. So a nuke that is, you know, take out entirely a good-sized city, it is roughly 30 inches long, about 15 inches in diameter, and it weighs something like 250 pounds. That's it. Pakistanis have 200 of those things. Iranians quite likely have them already and are operational. So that thing will fit in the trunk of a subcompact car. And you're talking 9 million people minimum have already entered this country illegally, and we don't really have an idea on what the true number is. And anybody who wants to tell you that they have any reasonable expectation that they could stop something like that is just, that's nonsense. I mean, the only thing that would stop it from happening is somebody not attempting to do it, because we are irrelevant to the equation.
Talk to me about corporate America. You think patriotic American corporations would be working with patriots to try to slow down this mess, specifically Tyson's Corporation. Who are they and what are they doing to assist in this effort?
So Tyson's Food is one of these giant, you know, corporate food entities now that had, along the way since its founding in the 1930s, has bought up the predictable 25, 30 other companies. And of course, they present themselves to the American people as being wholesome and, you know, it's all about mom and apple pie and all this. These are the guys that create Ballpark Franks, originally the hot dog of the Detroit Tigers. These are the guys who have Hillshire Farms Kielbasa that was founded by an immigrant back in the 30s, yada, yada. I mean, they have all of this stuff. What are they doing? They are closing plants, processing plants all across America and firing all of their American workers. And they are actively then going into the New York metro area and hiring illegal immigrants who they then move to places like Tennessee. And they provide the lawyers to play with the paperwork so they can somehow classify these guys as legal workers. So they are literally, and this is not speculation, they have said this straight up, they are firing thousands and thousands and thousands of American workers and replacing them with illegal immigrants. The most recent example out in Iowa, they just closed a plant, 1,200 people. I think the total population of that town is 8,000, and they just fired 1,200 workers. Now you figure out how many people are of working age and et cetera. They just gutted an entire town in Iowa. They just leveled it. You might as well have nuked the place. And they're, without any shame, looking in the camera and saying, yeah, we're going to replace you all with guys who illegally came across the border and send our corporate lawyers to figure out how to make all this happen and keep us out of trouble.
Sam, hang on for 1 second. I want to hold you through the break. We're going to drill down this and what our audience can do about it. Turbulent enough for you? It's only going to get more intense. It's only going to get more turbulent between now and Election Day. And that's just a start. You're not going to turn around this country by just with a magic wand. It's going to take a long, tough fight. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Talk to Philip Patrick and the team why gold has been a hedge for 8,000 years of recorded history. 8,000 years. Gold and precious metals as a hedge. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Go check it out today.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner, download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their service and their values as a company. They are an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud and the War Room Posse is proud to partner with them. For Black Friday, Patriot Mobile wants to give you a brand new smartphone when you make the switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. Let me repeat that, without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and much more. Their 100% 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, and for a limited time, get a smartphone for free. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. That's FRIDAY76. Go to patriotmobile.com/Bannon or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, we're talking about a free smartphone. Offer is eligible only with the Black Friday promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me. Make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. Promo code FRIDAY76. True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
So go check out birchgold.com/Bannon. We get the end of the dollar empire. It's four free installments right now. Talks about the de-dollarization movement. We started this a couple of years ago because we knew it was going to happen as soon as we saw what Biden was doing at the border and then what he was doing to pass these massive stimulus programs that we didn't actually need from a Keynesian point of view. We got a fifth one coming up on the central bank digital currency, because while the Federal Reserve is monetizing the debt and printing more and more money to cover these massive fiscally irresponsible spending bills coming out of the House and the Senate with $2.5 trillion annual deficits, while the BRICS nations are focused on buying gold at record rates, their banks, while the BRICS nations are focused on de-dollarization, our central bank is focused on a digital currency. So go check it today. Get all the information over at birchgold.com/Bannon. So Sam Faddis, once again, I just want to make sure, and you've got the receipts on this, we're putting up all the articles. The Tyson's guys, because they own Jimmy Dean sausage, they own the ballpark Franks, all these all-American brands, and all the advertising is patriotism and American flags. You know, you're getting teared up while the kids say, you know, mom and dad, buy us some ballpark hot dogs at the store. They're actually going around and getting rid of and shutting down either facilities or getting rid of the people with American citizens in them, who I'm sure are not living like the lord of the mansion, right? They're blowing them out, and they're hiring, and quite proud of it, hiring illegal alien invaders to take their place.
That's exactly it. That's a perfect summation. This is evil. But just the audacity that is involved with this, the contempt for the American people that drips off of this. I mean, think about this. You know, Jimmy Dean sausage, okay, founded by a country music star who grew up dirt poor in Texas, and they still use his image and everything to push this. You know, his biggest song was whatever it was, Big Bad John, which is a tribute to American coal workers. They're all about using that to get you to buy their stuff. And then with don't care at all, kick you to the curb and fire every one of you and hire what amount to slaves to come to work for them. And keep in mind that pretty much everybody who comes across that border now as an illegal owes a debt to the cartels. I mean, they don't They arrive here typically still owing huge amounts of money at crazy interest rates to the cartels, right? And so you're effectively in business with the Mexican drug cartels, who make more money off of this than they do off drugs now, to bring in slaves to run your company. And you actually think that the American people are just going to suck this up and keep buying your garbage? I mean, I think the only answer to this is don't ever buy a single thing they make again. Boycott every brand they have.
Is this boycott getting organized? Is there some place I've seen all the analysis you're doing with the Committee on Present Danger, yourself, your groups, these patriot groups? Is there anywhere people can go to read all the articles? Is there some way they can go to find out more on how to join the boycott?
The best place to go right now would be to the Facebook page for the Pennsylvania Patriot Coalition, of which I'm president, and we're posting articles and information on this all the time. But so the Facebook page for Pennsylvania Patriot Coalition. But look, this is very straightforward, people. Just let it rot in the store, right? And it's amazing to me that particularly after things like Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light, that these people in these corporate boardrooms are still this oblivious and arrogant. But I guess they didn't learn the lesson yet.
No, this is outrageous. So one more time, what's the Facebook page? I want everybody to go there. So where do they go?
Pennsylvania Patriot Coalition. And we also have a PennsylvaniaPatriotCoalition.com website, and we'll get information up there on this today.
Thank you so much. Honored to have you on here. Great work, as always, Sam Faddis, formerly with the Central Intelligence Agency, back when they were good guys. Thank you, Sam. Yeah, you know, they said the program was, they said the plan from the beginning was to allow the invasion of illegal aliens to break the back of the working class in this country, drive wages down. They've always said that one of their things about inflation was because of rising wages of blue-collar workers, exactly what President Trump's entire program was about. That's why in the fall of 2019, you had blue-collar workers' wage increases higher than white-collar workers, non-college graduates higher than college graduates. It was the Trump program. This is populism in action, and they're trying to break that. And they said the first way they're going to do it is flood the zone with what they call immigrant labor. That Powell said it so many times in his talks. He said it again on 60 Minutes. So from their perspective, it's working. Now you got the corporations are in bed with them, say, hey, why not? If we can get rid of the medical and everything we have to do with American workers, because American workers are kind of, you know, had this certain grit and cussedness that we're renowned for and have an attitude. We don't want the attitude. We'd rather get illegal aliens in here. And Tyson's Food, which has, you know, has Jimmy Dean sausages, Ballpark Franks, tons of all-American brands. Well, that doesn't sound very all-American to me. Putting American workers, American citizens out of work to hire illegal alien invaders, and then have the arrogance say, hey, look, this is just the way it rolls. So make sure you go over to the Patriot Coalition, the Facebook page, also .com. Want to make sure Grace and Mo push that out extensively. This is one of the reasons we support these companies that are Patriot companies. Patriot Mobile is a perfect example. Glenn Story and the team down there on their political action side, they've done so much. They're one of the big drivers of the victories of Ken Paxton and the MAGA movement in the state of Texas. Remember, a lot of people are shocked around the country and even the state of Texas to find out, hey, the Texas legislature with Phelan as the Speaker of the House, these guys are essentially run like Democrats. They impeached Attorney General Paxton, who's done more to fight the Biden regime and done more to try to stop the invasion of the southern border than any other attorney general, probably any other attorney general at the state level in the country. And Patriot Mobile, you get the same type of service, but it's a Christian company. It is proud of its Christian values. It's proud of the money. And you go on their site, you see how they tithe money back to charities. So Glenn Story and the team have done an amazing job, and the service is fantastic. Their call centers, all, guess what, American citizens answering the calls, not foreigners. It's more expensive, but that's how they do it. And they take slightly smaller margins because their values are their values. So go to patriotmobile.com right now. Promo code Bannon. You get the free hookup, but go check out the server. Immerse yourself in the information. I'm sure after you do that, you'll want to switch over to Patriot Mobile. So just go check it out today. Also, Silent. You know, every day we report here at the Supreme Court today. Look at everything that the social media, the sociopathic overlords of the social media companies, what they were doing in conjunction with the government. Look what's got presented. You don't think they're trying to take every opportunity to read your emails, to look at your text messages, to listen to you? This is why Silent, the great team over there, Silent Company, has the Faraday bags. The Faraday bags for your computer, your iPad, your mobile devices, all of it. But go to slnt.com and also promo code Bannon for the discounts. But SLNT, what's Sierra Lima November Tango.com. Go check it out. Look at their products. Don't let government entities, non-state actors, state actors, anybody get your information. You have to be responsible for that. Because you see at the Supreme Court today, we got a long, tough fight ahead of the deep state, the administrative state, and the sociopathic overlords and big tech. So go check it out today. A guy that's done more, and this guy's not a reporter. He's an entrepreneur. He's just seen what is up in his face, and he ain't tolerating it anymore. Brian Costello. Brian, get me up to date on TikTok, because now it's all confused. The Senate may not pick it up. They got every lobbyist in the world that's spinning different information. This goes back to the railhead of the rot of what Sequoia Capital, which was the Goldman Sachs of the venture capital business, is essentially a working partner with the Chinese Communist Party. And TikTok, I keep telling people, and I hear the arguments on the other side, and they got some brilliant stuff to say. But at the end of the day, TikTok is the most sophisticated information warfare weapon ever created. And by the way, they've got some good ones. Google and other guys got some amazing ones. This is the most sophisticated, I think, for mass psychosis that's been used by the CCP. Brian Costello, get us up to date.
Steve, you know, everyone's trying to get their arms around this reporting on things. And what we're really watching is a version of Hamilton play out in the rotunda, right? Let me be clear. TikTok is not going to be banned. There is no – Biden just joined the platform, right? There is no way in an election year they're going to ban the platform that Ray, the head of the FBI, Avril Haines, the head of ODNI, are saying can influence elections, right? This is the platform the Swifties, Taylor Swift, reaches her Swifties on. So this is a prepackaged solution. I've never been I was going to list like, hey, there's three reasons this is a prepackaged solution and everything's worked out. We're just seeing this theater play out. There are like 30 reasons. Like, here's what people need to understand. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, it is not, you're hearing reports that it's valued at 286 or 300 billion. It's closer to a trillion, Steve. Like, this thing is the size of Facebook. There are 2 billion users globally, 170 million in the US. So Facebook, I'm throwing a lot of numbers at people. So, I want to give the numbers so people understand this. So the political donors like Sequoia, Susquehanna and Jeff Yass, let's take Yass. We always pick on Sequoia, but he and his fund likely has $150 billion himself at stake. And 20% of that would go to him. Right. So $30 billion personally riding on this and 150, like, they're not wiping this out. Gallagher is not going into the private sector looking to wipe out $1 trillion in value on his way into the private sector. So, and I gave some things to Denver. I don't know if they have that. One telltale sign to me is the day the ban was announced, and I don't know if Denver can put this up, ByteDance itself announced a share buyback. You only announce a share buyback in the company. This is Ray. If you can put up, there was a Wall Street Journal article about the share buyback, right? You don't announce a share buyback in a company if you think it's going away. And this is the board, right? This is Neil Shen. This is Susquehanna. This is General Atlantic. This is Coatue. They see this as an opportunity to grab more shares from employee and push up their stock price. So you're seeing a lot of misinformation out there. I think what we're seeing, Steve, is the timing is they want Biden resolving this somewhere in the lame duck period between November and January so that Trump can't do anything with it.
You don't think any, they won't force a sale. You don't think anything will happen. The Senate won't move on this. You don't think anything happens on this before Election Day. So the TikTok, the same weapon that was used in 2022 with Taylor Swift, and we know Swift shuts down her era tours on 20 August, doesn't pick up back up to basically 20 October. So she's got 2 months to do get out the vote and to use TikTok as a information tool for the election like they did, not her, but like the far left Democrats did to target young women in 22 will be fully there in this election cycle. It will not. You're saying it will not go away. You're kidding yourself. You think it is.
No, there were two. The last time Trump banned it, there were two issues, right? One of the issues was Neil Shen and his continued involvement in the company. You know, there was an article a week before the ban. So Rand Paul was on Tucker Carlson. And, you know, I respect Rand Paul and his ideology. And this, you know, might be someone who's a candidate to be president of the Senate. He was 100% wrong that there's not a representative of the Chinese government on ByteDance. Neil Shen, who we've covered on this show, the National Security Council went in and forced a breakup of him from Sequoia's China arm. He was on the National Committee of the Chinese People Political Consultative Conference. Vivek Ramaswamy, who talked about trying to deal with all the issues, including what happened with Airbnb. You know, we know for a fact that it was Neil Shen who actually helped Airbnb information with the Chinese government. So we know that they're trying to keep Neil Shen on the board and position him as some neutral, you know, citizen in Singapore, not a member of the Chinese government. The other issue is the actual algorithm. And you're going to see something happen with the algorithm, like an Oracle or somebody's going to come in and moderate. They're not going to give it. And you're going to see the Mnuchins of the world coming out saying we can switch off this. So those are going to be the two, the two issues that hold this thing up. It is what it last time. This bill is about giving Biden the power to resolve it.
Brian, we got to bounce because I got one more other guest to get in here. Where do people go to your Twitter feed to find out all the breaking analysis and news you're putting up on this?
It's on Twitter, X, BP Costello. And it was actually nice to see President Trump get a bit behind the ban last night on TV. So I was behind the potential ban. It's not a ban. It's very obvious he should just take that position. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We'll play that. We'll get you back on and play those clips and analyze it. Brian Costello, fabulous work. The number one voice out there to give information and reasonable information to people. And yes, Senator Rand Paul was absolutely 100% wrong about that. It's a CCP company, and Neil Shen's a part of the CCP. Of that, there's no doubt. Okay, tomorrow in Tennessee, something very important is happening. Sheila Matthews from Able Child, one of the groups we've gotten in back of, and make sure that people understand what they're working on, the information. Why are you in Tennessee, and what is this hearing you're going to testify at tomorrow, ma'am?
So this is a bill to get clarification in the aftermath of mass shootings for clarity in how these investigations are conducted. It's to separate the mental health providers in training during police investigations. And the other portion is in the medical examiner's office regarding psychiatric drugs and the information and testing. So it's a two-part bill.
So talk to us. Why is this coming up in Tennessee? What's the big deal about Tennessee? Why are they moving this forward, this accountability bill? And why are they having you, who a lot of the pharmaceutical industrial complex says is a wingnut?
Well, there was the mass shooting in Covington School where the mental health records are still being withheld, as well as the diary of Audrey, the shooter. And they are the legislators trying to come to an understanding of how they can help prevent these mass shootings. So this bill is very important. It's the first of its kind. It would clarify the role of the behavioral health industry in gathering gathering the data for the mass investigation that is conducted in these shootings. So we can't have the behavioral health industry involved in collecting information in the aftermath of these mass shootings. So it's a two-part bill, one on the toxicology reports, where they can test not only for regular use, therapeutic use of these psychiatric drugs, but they can do a deep dive into the medical history going back 10 years of the shooter, and we would be able to get that more released to the public. Right now, it's being withheld from the public. And this is consistent and a pattern throughout these mass shootings that have been happening throughout the country. Instead, we get the industry pushing for more mental health funding, and we also get all this gun control. And so it's evident in what happened in Maine with this governor's release of her report, where now they're blaming the police for the mass shooting. And the police were trained by behavioral health, the behavioral health industry, and they're being thrown under the bus. The police have nothing to do with the psychiatric treatment that happened in the state of Maine with CARD. That is Four Winds Psychiatric Facility, and they're withholding the information there. So this bill is very important. It's the first of its kind in Tennessee, and our concern is that they're going to gut the behavioral health aspect out of this bill. So it's being watched very closely, and tomorrow is the hearing. We're hoping that we have a fair share to testify.
Yeah. Okay, where do people go right now to find out everything about the hearing tomorrow? What time? All of it in social media. Give it to us.
Sure. They could go on the House, Tennessee House, and look up the bill. They can come to Able Child, ablechild.org, and get more information about our journey to Tennessee for accountability and the investigation of these mass shootings. And they can read our story about Maine and the fact that the police are being thrown under the bus. So it's really a haven, Able Child, for information that is not being discussed in the mainstream media. And we're so grateful for you, Steve, to put a focus on this.
No, you guys are amazing. We're going to cover it extensively tomorrow. We'll have you back on tomorrow night to talk about the hearing. A shout out to the folks in Tennessee and the legislature that are pushing this. It's incredible. We're also going to drill down more what's happening in the great state of Maine with this cover up. It's outrageous. Sheila, thank you so much. Good luck, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Sheila Matthews, Able Child. Hey. Every day you hammer it, good things are going to happen. Okay, I think Mike Lindell, Lou Dobbs normally follows. I think they're actually going to do a Mike Lindell special about Idaho. Check it out. Stick around anyway. It's going to be incredible. We're going to be back here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's an intense week. We're going to try to shut this government down this week. So stick with us. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. in the War Room. For War Room veterans, you know we have been all over this supply chain issue with China and medications and the active pharmaceutical ingredients. China has a stranglehold on us where there's a way to break that. Jace Medical. I got an emergency medication kit from them. The FDA just declared a global shortage of medication and warned that critical antibiotics are in extreme short supply across the United States. But you know that because you're a viewer or listener of the show. Now, here's the action you can take to correct. Do yourself and your family a favor and get your Jace case right now. It's a pack of five prescription antibiotics you'll have on hand for common emergencies. Just visit jacemedical.com. That's Jace, J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Take a few minutes and fill out the form. Your information will be reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medication will be dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. You'll be glad you have the Jace case. Go to Jace Medical. That's one word, J-A-S-E, medical.com, and enter code Bannon at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Bannon at Jace, J-A-S-E, medical.com. You know what the problem is because you've watched the show. You can take action and break that problem by going to Jase Medical and get your Jase case today. Action, action, action. .com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.